Hi, hello everybody, and don't adjust your sets. It's time for another edition of Racing Refresh Happy Hour. This one on a Monday, episode 42, titled Texas Wreck Fest. I'm Logan Logan anymore, so whatever is left of him. And look, welcome to the new semi-permanent, maybe permanent move to Mondays. It sure is Monday, isn't it now? But we're going to have fun anyhow. Let's bring him in, the cast of characters with me. And look, he cut it close, but he made it. My favorite Hokie and yours, the senior open wheel guru, Colin Best. Come on in here, Colin.
Hey guys, we actually have open wheel content to talk about this week. So I'm very excited for that. We have the Grand Prix of Long Beach and the Formula One returns to China, its first trip since the COVID pandemic. So it's a pretty big day, of motorsports we got to talk about.
Normalcy, and we like all that. And I'll tell you what's normal. Nothing more normal than our favorite Canadian for the next hour and change. Adam Carbine coming on in here, show creator extraordinaire, John Mayer, mother lover himself. Adam, come on in here. How are you?
You always say something to get me laughing just before you bring me in. So I'm doing well for a Monday. You know, it's a new week and a new time slot for us, but we're happy to be here and excited to see how this goes. Let's go. We don't have a case of the Mondays anymore. We're going to turn it around for everyone.
I'm a bringer of joy. I mean, who I am. And God bless you, sir, because I can't do that. So bless you. And let's bring in the woman that blesses me day in, day out. See what I did there. Some call it Peter, some call it Peyton. On this show, we call her producer Peggy. Come on in here, Peggy. How are you?
I'm okay.
You sure sound it.
Yeah.
I take back what I said about not having a case of the Mondays anymore. I think producer Peyton... Producer Peggy might have a case of the Mondays, but we'll do our best, Peggy.
Peter, you good? Or
I still had peanut butter cracker in my mouth.
Peanut butter cracker. Let us know in the comments what you're snacking on as you're watching Racing Refresh Happy Hour, because our
second pack.
Our
like and subscribe, and you could win my pack of peanut butter crackers.
Really?
Do you need a pack of peanut butter crackers? Then by God, like and subscribe.
I'm not paying for any shipping of those. That's up to you, producer Peggy. If you feel like you want to send that out to one of our fans, if we even have any, then
you don't have to pay international shipping costs there, Adam.
That's true, but still, even the United States Postal Service, too pricey for me.
I'm a big
fan. I should disclose that I'm going to eat them, and you will not be winning my peanut butter crackers.
You could send them another pack.
But I don't want your peanut butter crackers.
Good, because you're not getting them.
The sour cream and chives are better.
Nah, they are not.
That's not true. That's weak.
So they are true. The white cracker with the cheese is the better one.
Oh boy. Oh. Off to a good start here.
Anyway, let us know in the comments. What's your favorite snack?
Telling lies. All right.
All right.
Exactly.
Colin, you can't be talking about anyone's snack history. You almost died in Japan because you were snacking.
I wasn't snacking. I was having lunch.
You can make an argument that lunch is snacking.
If you paid $30 for something, that's not a snack. That's a meal.
Are there tree nuts in the peanut butter crackers?
No, because they're peanuts. They're technically legumes. They're actually grown in the ground.
But they could be made in a factory that's made with tree nuts.
It's a risk you have to take. And I think there was some racing over the weekend. Wasn't there not?
I think so, yeah.
We got a comment from Freddie to get to here. Texas was a wreck fest, that's for sure, but it was good racing. Kyle winning trucks. Sam Mayer winning Xfinity, beating Ryan Sieg at the closest second time in Xfinity history. What a finish that was. And Chase winning in the Hooter car in Texas for the first time. Got it back to victory lane for the first time since 1992 when Adam Kawicki won that race at Pocono. Yes, Polish victory lap for all involved. So I'll tell you, Freddie, we thank God for you, number one. Thanks for tuning in, for coming. And you know what we can do thanks to you? We can properly transition into our, guess what, ready for it, our weekend review.
Weekend review. Oh, it's so pretty.
Very nice.
Colin, just a note, quiet on the graphic there, but I'm teasing. We're feeling feisty on the Monday.
My goodness.
All right. So Freddie hit the nail on the head, as he always does.
And he's keeping us on track, too, which is lovely. So thank you, Freddie.
Yeah, thank you, Freddie.
We love you. Did you like my bird?
That's good.
Yeah. I'll fly like a bird, only fly away. All right, Kyle Busch. He dominated the truck series. He does what he does in the truck series. He wishes he could get some of that mojo in the Cup series, but we'll talk about that momentarily.
Seriously.
His 66th career win, I do believe, Adam Carbine. Mr. Carbine, be honest with the folks now. Did you watch the truck race?
No, I didn't, Logan. You got to put me on blast already here. I did not watch the truck race.
I wonder why.
But that's because Kyle Busch was in the starting lineup, and so I didn't think I needed to. I knew he was going to win.
You just make a point that because he's in it, you go, look.
No, that's not why. Listen, I lead a very busy life, and sometimes Friday evenings are difficult to get into the truck series. So I wish I could watch it more often, but that's the way it goes.
So Kyle Busch got it done in a big way, Colin, as he often does. What it's reached a point, and wouldn't you agree with this? And let me know if you do disagree, Colin. There's nothing more we can say about how great Kyle Busch is at the Truck Series. It has to be how sport pundits felt about Jeff Gordon or Dale Sr. On Super Speedways or Richard Petty in the 70s. Like, at some point, you just kind of run out of adjectives to properly describe how great a person is at a particular thing.
See, I don't think we're at that point yet. I think if Kyle Busch decides he wants to retire from the Cup Series and retire from the Xfinity Series and race in the Truck Series when his son, Brexton, can finally, you know, run in the NASCAR Truck Series. Oh, what is that? Who is not prepared? Who did it? Oopsie. Who did it?
It wasn't me.
It was me.
Yeah. Logan did an oopsie. We're live, ladies and gentlemen. I never received a DM, Logan. I feel betrayed. You see, I don't get DMs from Logan either. So,
do you want DMs from me?
You don't want them. Trust me.
I don't know. I mean, it's probably like a cheeseburger of the day. It's probably like, look at this thing. Look at this. Look at the grease dripping down the Wendy's Baconator.
It is often, look at this thing. Look at this thing here.
Look at this thing. It's a fun little game you play.
Right. Oh, no question about it.
Who knows? But, you know, Kyle Busch led 112, 167 laps. It was a dominant performance, like always. Like, It was a routine Kyle Busch victory in the NASCAR Truck Series, and I watched it, not like Adam, because I'm a pure American. All right, I love cherry pie, the Atlanta Braves, not really, the Orioles, and I just love all things America. And you know, Kyle Busch in the Lone Star State at used to be called the Great American Speedway. You know, had pulled off a dominant victory. It was beautiful. And you know what? And I'll even prove to you that I watched it, Adam. It's because Lawless Allen finished somewhere inside the top 34. Can you believe it? I don't even know where he finished. I know he finished in the top 34.
Fantastic. Matt Moore wants to know if he's an honorary American because he watched the truck race.
He's in the worst part of Canada. He gave us Drake.
He's not from the same area as Drake.
He's not running through the six with his woes.
No, he's not.
I'm running through the six with my woes.
Listen, Matt, Mar, you know what? Us Canadians got to stick together. Don't listen to this Colin and Logan besmirching the good name of Canada.
I bought a Canadian flag on Amazon just for the show, and it's coming tomorrow. All right. Yeah, so I will wave a Canadian flag. I love Canada. They gave us maple syrup
and hockey. Wait, Freddie is Canadian too? Yeah, Freddie, I don't think I knew this.
Freddie is a Canuck.
Oh my, you guys are outnumbered. It's me, Matt, and Freddie against you two. It's the War of 1812.
Yeah, but who won it?
Jury's still out.
USA! USA!
We'll get all Hacksaw Jim Duggan in here, and you don't get that reference at all because, well, you're not even remotely a wrestling fan. Anywho, Matt, let us know, what'd you think of Kyle Busch absolutely dominating in that truck series? Adam, any final thoughts on the truck race before moving along?
No, I mean, you can make fun of me all you like for not watching it. I apologize to our listeners and watchers out there, our devoted fans, but you know what? I am going to watch the truck race the next time they race, which is, I don't think, this weekend. They're not in Talladega, but
yeah, they're not in Talladega. They'll be in Kansas. They'll be in the heartland.
Yeah, they'll be in Kansas. I'm sorting out when I'm going to get to the track next. So I'll watch for the trucks live. How about that?
Wow. All right, let's move on to the best finish of the weekend. Sam Mayer got it done against Ryan Sieg, and boys, I got to tell you, I was sitting with bated breath, and I don't have anything against Sam Mayer. I know he's a little bit unpopular in the Xfinity Series because he's got a personality that brings out some strong opinions, and I get that, but I don't have anything against Sam Mayer. But I got to tell you, I was rooting hard for Ryan Sieg, and I'll tell you why. When you've been in the game as long as Ryan Sieg has in that entire team, now they did get a win at Sonoma last year thanks to Eric Almirola, but Ryan Sieg winning would have been a real special moment. He comes up just short in one of the closest finishes we've ever seen in all of NASCAR history, let alone the Xfinity Series. Adam, we'll come back to you. I don't know if you watched the race or not, but I'm sure you've seen this finish.
Oh yeah,
pretty darn incredible.
For sure. I'm surprised Wikipedia is not updated yet. It still says that his best Xfinity finish ever was ninth, which I guess was his previous best finish in 2016.
That's so Wikipedia.
I guess so. Yeah, you know, it was heartbreaking, to be honest. I was rooting for him, and again, same as you, Logan. I have nothing against Sam Mayer. I think he's great. But yeah, that's it's the age old question: would you rather lose by like a hair, or would you rather lose by like multiple laps? I don't know which one's worse. I mean, they're both losing, but I don't know. That's just to have it like right in your grasp, but to lose it at the last second, that's tough.
I thought for sure. I thought Ryan Sieg had it. Matt Maher said, I think like you said, it was a typical Kyle Busch down race. However, Corey Heim is proving he is the top young talent in that series. I think Corey Heim has got a bright, bright future. And that puts some pressure on a lot of people in the Toyota brigade. Because he does, he's got a lot of untapped potential. We'll see where it goes. Freddie says, I honestly thought Sieg was going to win, but see when he went high, his car didn't like it. But I give him credit. He willed it. That he did. Ryan C. did all he could do. Yep. Nothing to be ashamed of. He says, Sam Mayer's just a young kid that's still learning, of course, but he has a good car with a good gear. You're right. He's doing well in his young career in Xfinity so far. Look, we've talked at length. I believe it was last week, if not, it was a week before. Dale Jr. understands talent. He understands how to identify it, and he understands usually more times than not who's going to be successful in not only the Xfinity Series for his team, but in the sport overall. And Sam Mayer, again, appears poised. Ryan C., that's tough. I mean, that is big time. Matt Marsh says, we were all Ryan C. fans in the closing laps. Matter winning photo finish, it was as clean as it could be, beating and banging off each other. Absolutely. If you didn't like that finish, folks, check your engine, give it some gas. There's something wrong with you. If you didn't like that finish, stop watching the sport. If you didn't enjoy the hell out of that, something is deeply wrong with you. Colin, I want to come to you, get your thoughts on one of the closest finishes. Do you need a minute over there? You look like you're – okay, I'm just checking.
The finish was all right, Logan. I mean, it wasn't the best finish I've ever seen. It certainly wasn't the worst finish I've ever seen.
Finish you've ever seen, like Verstappen winning by 45 seconds at
Formula 1? When Verstappen wins by 45 seconds, you know it's a complete team day, you know, from start to end. You know, Adrian Newey designs the car. You know, Christian Horner, when he's not cheating on Ginger Posh Spice, you know, he's making the correct strategy. You know, and Max Verstappen is God's gift to motorsport. He just keeps winning and winning and winning, you know. But we're talking about the NASCAR Xfinity Series here, Adam. Don't get us off track.
Okay? My mistake. Sorry.
We have only an hour to talk about motorsports. But no, I honestly, this was the race I actually watched from start to finish. It was the only race I watched from start to finish because at this point, I don't really try to miss an Xfinity Series race because they are just so damn good, and this one did not disappoint. I was kind of sad for Justin Allgaier. He did lead 117 laps. He was pretty much the most dominant car this weekend. And then Ryan Sieg, we talked about this last week. You know, you have Xfinity Series lifers, the Elliott Sadlers, the Justin Allgaiers of the world. Ryan Sieg is one of those guys. And to him to come so close to getting his first career win, I'd probably lose one that close just because you know you had a shot to win. If you lose by like 3 seconds, 4 seconds, you know you didn't have the best car that day. But if you lose by 2/1000ths of a second, it was just, you know, getting in the gas earlier, just a split second early, could have costed you the difference between winning and losing. But honestly, for Sam Mayer, he's quickly becoming one of probably, if not the rising talents in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. And it's going to be nice to watch his career how it plays out. He's still young, but the talent is there. And he can absolutely, if he probably pulls off a couple more wins this season or a couple more runs like this, because he only led 5 laps this entire race. But Ryan Sieg is quickly becoming one of my championship 4 favorites right now.
Hot take from Mr. Best. Do you agree with that, folks? He said Taylor Gray is doing well in a few extended races he's done so far. Same as Heim in the few he's done. Absolutely. Look, the young talent in this sport, Freddie and Matt and anyone else listening, there's a lot of young talent coming and going. Frankly, and we're going to talk about this in just a moment, any final thoughts before we move on from the Xfinity Series? Any final thoughts for either one of you, gentlemen?
No, it was a good race. No,
I'm good.
Nothing to be ashamed of for Ryan C., but I thought this entire weekend kind of proved, except for the Kyle Busch, domination, the Xfinity and the Cup race again proved that we are on the cusp, and it's probably not talked about enough by all of us, whether that be on this show or others, that we're on the cusp of a new era in NASCAR, and we're seeing that week in, week out. I mean, Denny Hamlin is kind of the one exception of the veterans that is doing exceptionally well on the Cup Series side. With the Xfinity Series, when you look at the Xfinity Series on paper, it's hard to understand why Cole Custer isn't dominating in terms of the pedigree he has in that series. You know, they bring solid funding down there. There's no reason he shouldn't be doing a little bit better. It's not that he's having some paltry season. But still, you would think the days of someone running away with it appear to be a thing of the past, and we're on the cusp of a new era. And let's talk a little bit more about that, because Chase Elliott finally broke the winless streak. Larson had his third straight pole, but what the reason that it's interesting to me is, again, you had a new breed of front runners up at Texas, other than Chase Elliott, who's kind of the bridge between the two eras, if you will, him and Kyle Larson. But we are so close, boys. Wouldn't you agree? And Colin, I'll get your thoughts to start. We are really close to seeing an unofficial new era in NASCAR. Kyle Busch kind of scuffling a hair on the RCR side. Again, Denny Hamlin has mastered this next-gen car. But Martin Truex not nearly as dominant as we've once seen. Chase Elliott finally getting the win after 42 winless races. It feels like we're on the cusp of a new era. Am I wrong about that?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like the talk of new eras is trendy in the world of sports entertainment. Now we're moving on to NASCAR. I think the new era was already here. I think if you just look at the top 10, only about five of them have about 6 years or more cup experience. Everyone else is pretty young. You know, William Byron's, the Reddicks, the Suarez, Chase Briscoe, Bubba Wallace. And then your top 10 was Carson Hocevar, bringing up his best career finish in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. I think the young movement, as I think Logan would like to call it, is already here. And to me, this race was as chaotic as everyone was saying it was going to be. This was the thing that Kevin Harvick and Clint Bowyer were talking about at the beginning. It was sketchy. They didn't know what this race would turn into. Obviously, I think what this Texas weekend showed is that for the past couple of years that the NASCAR series has gone to Texas and IndyCar 2, is that we have used PJ1 as a tool to increase the racing at Texas. And to be honest with you, without PJ1 was probably one of the more entertaining Texas races that we have seen in a very long time. Maybe we didn't need PJ1. Maybe we just needed a car with no downforce at all to go really fast around a half-mile racetrack and see who could hold on for 400 miles. And Chase Elliott did it. And congratulations to him. I think, you know, this is the start of a multiple win season for him. I don't think this is going to be a one-off for him. But certainly, you look at the running order. I mean, we talked about Austin Dillon for the past couple of weeks as being really, really bad to the point where he may not be in that three car for much longer. But if he has runs like he did this week, he may be in that car a lot longer. Carson Hocevar, I think, if you think about in terms of F1, he was driver of the day by far. He was probably the most impressive, probably his first cup start at Texas, and he gets a top 10. It's not an easy feat to do. So I poo-pooed Texas last Wednesday. I said this: if you're going to skip a race this whole season, skip this one. If you did, if you listened to my advice, I am really sorry. It was actually enjoyable to watch. Maybe this is the Texas renaissance we're seeing. Maybe Texas doesn't need to be fixed at all. I'm perfectly fine with this configuration. It's difficult. It's challenging to the drivers. So I think we've entered the golden era of Texas. Maybe I think maybe next year the crowd will be a little bit higher than what we saw last year. It was an overall good weekend for the sport. Solid A.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think sometimes, and we all have a little bit of this, Matt Marr says, in terms of cold custom lack of dominance, he thinks it's a case of SHR spreading themselves too thin. Of course, those rumors are circulating that they might be selling two cup charters, but nothing is being seen to confirm. But they got to get their performance up somehow. I have told you for a long time, folks, SHR is on the downswing. I personally, and I don't have any inside information, I personally think Tony Stewart's portion gets bought out sooner rather than later as a whole. I really do believe that 100%. You know, maybe if Andretti can't find a route with Spire, think about Stewart Haas. Again, purely speculative on my part, but I mean, the writing's on the wall. The performance is down. Tony Stewart does everything he can to make sure that we're all aware he doesn't like NASCAR. The only time he ever shows any respect for NASCAR is when he's doing a NASCAR-sponsored interview. But anytime he has the chance for an HRA media, he runs him down like a dog. So it just doesn't look like a very, and I'm not saying he doesn't love NASCAR, but I'm a believer that he doesn't love NASCAR in terms of what it's become, my opinion. No brag, no fact on that, just my opinion. And, well, when I'm talking, it's the only one that counts. Matt Marr says Chase definitely showed his confidence and aggression is back. You're not kidding. That was, you know, the booth might have made too much brouhaha or hubbub or scuttlebutt about it. But there was a different moxie to Chase Elliott than we've seen for quite some time. I'm not going to say it's been 42 races since we've seen that Chase Elliott, but it's been a long time since we've seen that version of Chase Elliott, that aggressive, I'm going to get mine, hope you get yours, Chase Elliott. Matter of fact, it may have cost Denny Hamlin a nice finish on the, don't know how that would have shook out. But Chase showed some class there during the post-race interview, admitting that he might have been a little too aggressive there. Freddie thinks I'm not wrong, and that means, Freddie, I'm your best friend. Thanks. Well, I appreciate it.
I don't see that comment.
No, I don't see it either.
That's just
so weird.
Freddie, you see what I tolerate? There's one thing to get. There we are. My man.
His ego's going to explode.
That's all right. It would just be greatness all over the screen.
Uh-huh.
Look, I think you're wrong, Colin. I think this is Chase Elliott's one and only win of the season. If we got a hot take, we don't have hot takes this week, but that is one right there. I didn't think you'd win in the regular season, period. So I think you're wrong. I don't think this gets Chase Elliott going. I don't know what it is about this car and Chase Elliott, but they're not meshing. Because let's be honest, he wasn't the best car at all. He wasn't close to the best car this weekend. Kyle Larson was the best car. And then all of a sudden he had a loose wheel. He picked a fine time.
Don't leave me, loose wheel.
Freddie says Chase could win a Dagen this coming weekend. He could. He's done it before. That was his last win in October of 22 until yesterday, where all his troubles seemed so far away. And so I'm not a believer again in Chase Elliott so far. Adam, you've been a little quiet.
Yeah, no, I,
what do you think?
I agree with Freddie here. Yeah. Anyone could win a Dagger or a Daytona. It's a game of survival more than,
did racing. You say anyone, anyone at all?
Well, just about anyone, just about anyone.
Pump the brakes on that one.
I'm picking John Hunter Nemechek.
That's fine.
Well, you just throw your pick away.
I'm not picking.
I'm okay with that.
I know you are. No, I don't know where to start. You guys talked about a lot of things, and I'm not sure where to jump in. I thought the race was entertaining this past weekend. I could have done with like four less cautions. It got a little much there. I get they're pushing to the extreme and it's a sketchy track and it just got boring a little bit at times. There's so many laps under caution. And then I thought they kind of held that last caution a little too long. It was kind of weird.
They did take a minute.
I don't know. It was just like even Denny on his radio was like, what the hell are they doing? Like
you could have made a couple sandwiches, went to the Dollar General and got yourself some snacks. And you'd have been back in time for that finish. It looked like the last 5 minutes of a basketball game.
It was rough. Yeah. Matt Marr says, Dig is always a crapshoot. I believe Chase will get a couple more wins this year. But my championship favorite is Willie B, even if it's still early. It's not a terrible pick, Willie B. I don't know if I think Chase is going to go winless for the rest of the year. Not so much because I think he's got his swagger back or because he's suddenly going to be so confident and aggressive and all that. I just think he's kind of overdue almost in this equipment, like running for Hendrick. You're the best cars on the track, you know, pretty much every weekend at least. So, he's bound to get back into victory lane. I think one more time this year, but
you know, like, speaking of Hendrick, and I know we were talking about something we can deep dive on at the beginning of the show. We're kind of a tease. But Chase Elliott has won a race. Kyle Larson has won a race.
William Byron has won 3 races. I think you know where I'm going with this. Alex Bowman is the odd man out at Hendrick Motorsports.
There you go, Matt Maher. Just
does Alex Bowman win a race this year?
No. Nope.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so, yeah.
He doesn't got his mojo working. If it does happen, it's a super speedway. He ain't no way he wins a mile and a half for a short track.
Sorry, I just have to producer Peggy chiming in the comments as well.
I don't want to be accused of being biased. All right, I'm professional.
Matt Maher going a hot take there as well. Gonna win 2, calling it out. Alex Bowman, you're talking about? Gonna win 2?
Probably gonna win maybe 2 poles, maybe. I mean, like, that's not out of the question.
He thinks Bowman the showman's got a double deuce coming up.
I have trouble with that. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Brad K could win this weekend, and Ford is always strong here at Talladega. Ford is in desperate need of a win. Ford is getting dog walked. Like, you know, I don't mean to offend any of the Ford folks out there, but it has not been the kind of start you're looking for. If you're a Ford, drive one, sort of deal. if that's your thing, it is drive one to where nobody in second.
Not to victory lane.
they're forgetting what GPS looks like for victory lane.
Seriously, I
mean, they were when they finally win a race, they'll be looking like Sam Mayer. He was doing all he could to find that piece.
Mm-hmm.
He was scuffling to find victory lane.
I'd love to see it be Brad K this weekend, Talladega.
Absolutely, you feel like he's due. I know he kind of, and I don't know why, but he kind of really ran down the speed of his team, and I thought, boy, as an owner, that's not the best look. But he took
ownership over it. But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. It was a little weird.
Yeah, he did 3 or 4 sentences, and then the last little bit of the paragraph, he was like, "Well, it's my fault, maybe, kind of, sort of." I don't think it's a RFK issue. I think it's a Ford issue. So I didn't think he was fair to his own team. But obviously I'm not in the shop like Brad K. But I'm a fan of Brad K. You want to know why? He wants more practice, and so do I.
You know what? He was charging late in that race.
I thought he might have had a run at it.
I was hoping for him. You know.
You know, we all want to see big winless streaks kind of come. And frankly, I'd be okay if Bowman does win because.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm like a huge Brad K fan or a huge Bowman fan, but yeah, I think I just prefer the story rather than William Byron winning a 4th. You know,
100%.
So, yeah.
Matt Maher says his consistency has gotten better. We got some good tracks coming up in Dega, Dover, Kansas, Charlotte, name a few. Absolutely. We're hitting that late spring, early summer stretch where it's going to be hot. It's going to be slick. The action's going to be wild. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you. Yeah.
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 So it's going to be a lot of fun beginning this weekend at Dega, and we'll get there. But first we got to talk a little happy hour headlines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you.
Nana. All right. I hope you enjoyed our LA Knight impersonation, Adam. Adam's got no idea.
I don't know what's happening.
What a wonderful man.
Put a yeah in chat. Keep it going. Yeah,
people. Anywho, happy hour headlines. The CW is taking over broadcasting the Xfinity Series early from NBC. They're going to broadcast like the last 8. Adam, break this down for us one good time. What is happening here?
This is so weird. I don't.
Matt Maher. Yeah. Yeah.
What is even happening? I don't even know. Is this like a wrestling thing again?
You better call somebody.
It is a wrestling
thing. Okay, yeah. I don't know. CW, yeah. So
I bet we can even get producer Peggy to come on in with it. I bet so.
She's busy right now.
All right.
I can see her. Hey, you know what? Why not? There she is.
What's going on there? I'm eating my dill pickle cashews.
Oh, get those away from me. Those away from me.
But I have a question, Peter. Would you say your favorite wrestling slogan right now?
What?
What's your favorite wrestling slogan?
Right now.
What?
First of all, no, we were going, yeah. We were going, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. There, you know, even she did it. Absolutely, Freddie. You didn't know. You better call somebody.
All right. Well,
you're your job lost for life.
Thank you, Producer Peggy. We'll catch you later.
Sometimes I forget Adam can see me.
She's just there, like, eating her cashews. My goodness.
Before you go, give me one. Yeah.
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 All right, let's go.
Okay, okay. There she goes.
All right.
Well, I was going to try and tell you about the CW.
CW taking over early. I think it's perplexing. Adam, talk to us.
I'm so confused by this. So for those who might have missed it, CW was going to be taking over the Xfinity series next season, starting in 2025. CW was going to be the new channel you can find Xfinity series. And randomly, NBC was just like, hey, you know what? We don't care about the Xfinity series anymore. We're just going to give it to you sooner. And so it's going to be coming in sooner. It's weirdly, as I was reading, like, it's weirdly going to be still produced by NBC, but it's just going to be broadcast on CW. And it's kind of like CW is going to be there to keep an eye on how it goes, to kind of learn the ropes, I guess. But it is I don't know what NBC is doing. I know they're trying to, I think, prioritize college football in the fall, I guess. It is very strange. They must be like losing some money on this. I don't know what the rationale is on this.
I couldn't begin to tell you. Colin, what's your take?
This is like a good thing. Like, I don't understand why people are like, oh my God, this is such a bad thing. The CW is free. It's cable. You can in America, I don't know, Adam, maybe on our top, you can put on top of your house. In Canada, you'd be on your igloo. You can get an antenna from like Amazon or Radio Shack for you old people. And then you can put it on your thing and you put your bunny ears up and point it towards the tower. You can get the CW that way. It's free TV. It's free.
I wasn't saying it was bad. I'm confused why NBC is getting rid of it. That's all.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's helped the CW get going, blah, blah, blah. But the CW isn't owned by NBC. I had to do a quick Google search. It's owned by CBS. If you want to, like, yeah. So CBS is actually, if you think about it, is returning somewhat to NASCAR, if you think about it. But then again, it's a weird relationship the CW has with motorsports, because they're home with NASCAR, but they also have 100 Days to Indy, the IndyCar docuseries that no one watches. Like, I don't even watch it. Like it's never promoted. It's like on in a weird time slot.
I don't think I've even heard of it.
Yeah, because no one promotes it. Like, I guarantee you. Like, I work in the newspaper industry. I guarantee you they bought a newspaper ad. I guarantee you, because no one sees it.
To break down the CW ownership real quick, a quick Google search tells you Nexstar's got 75%, pardon me, Nexstar Media Group. 12.5% owned by Paramount, and then Warner Brothers has another 12.5%. So they are passing the hat around when it comes to the CW ownership. Interesting.
I really don't know what to make of it. It's this weird thing that I don't think we've only seen once or twice in NASCAR media before. I remember when TNT had it, or TBS had it, and then it went to FX in the middle of the year, you know, but they're under the same umbrella corporation network, blah, blah, blah. This is entirely a different company. Mm-hmm. That is owned by it. So I guess we may get to see who the NBC booth is for next year early. We don't know. Maybe Dale Earnhardt Jr. comes back for a couple races. I mean,
the stretch of races they get is not bad. They start with Bristol.
It's a good start for the CWA.
Yeah.
The Roval, Vegas, Homestead, Martinsville, and Phoenix. Like, that's not a bad slate of races to have. A program. And then you can have a full post-race show, and it doesn't have to bump against football. Like, I think the only thing the CW shows, I live in the southern United States, is like Conference USA football. And if you don't know what Conference USA is, it's one of these small conferences that no one really cares about. Unless you're like watching on a Tuesday or a Thursday, then you can bet on it. But other than that, no one really cares about Conference USA. So there's no football it needs to be pushed up against. And there's a string coming on my hoodie. That's so sad.
I get Conference USA and Big East football. I think you're kind of right, Adam. I think it is a case, and again, we're purely speculating here. But I think it's a case of, look, NBC is probably like, we're losing them anyway. And that is the crux of football season. And so I think it's probably probably NASCAR going, hey, could we give CW kind of a trial run still with some help from you guys? That way they see what works and what doesn't. So they're, when they really take full over, because as we just mentioned, it's still being produced by NBC. I think it's probably a case of NBC probably wants it off their docket when it comes to the, you know, the channel itself, because that's football season, baby. And now while us NASCAR nerds will be full in there, make no mistake about it, we'll be in there like swimwear. That is football, and football is king. In, you know, I can't speak for Canada, but certainly here in the good old US of A, we love our American football. And so I think, and again, purely guess, I think NBC would like it off their channel docket. It gives CW a little chance to learn NBC kind of oversees some things. And then the CW hits the ground running in 2025. That's just my guess.
Yeah, I just imagine that this has got to be an NBC decision and not a CW decision, and I'm curious what led to that decision. But
yeah, we'd like to get the scuttlebutt on that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, be good.
Well, I mean, the CFL doesn't start until June, so probably not a thing. But you know, when you look at the CFL and how crap that football is, like, no one watches the CFL. The Grey Cup is an abomination to sports.
Wow.
I mean, the only time that really people care. The only reason I know about CFL is, remember when Fox Sports One had their own Sports Center version, and they took the guys who did Sports Center Canada and they put them on FS1. That's your greatest contribution, is those two gentlemen.
Yeah, they left. They came down and then they left. There's Jay Onright and Dan O'Toole, I think.
Yeah, they're the greatest Canadian duo in history outside the Hart Foundation. But you know, no one cares about the Grey Cup, and they say, my Google machine's telling me it's the 117th Grey Cup. It should have only been one, because it sucks. It's bad football.
Wow. Have you ever watched the Grey Cup?
Yes, I have, and I wanted to shoot myself.
There's only three downs. It's much harder.
It's four downs.
Go ahead, Adam.
It won't matter for Canadians, because NASCAR is always just on one of the five TSN channels, whether it's Fox or NBC or CW. That's correct.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, we just watch it on TSN every week. It doesn't matter. The switch over, like, from NBC to, or from Fox to NBC, we stay on the same channel every weekend.
But you get the international feed, which is probably the best feed.
That's got to be interesting, the changeover, and yet you guys don't actually change anything. We have to really change and scour channels.
Yeah, we have to hit page up until our thumb cramps up.
I'm not not even being facetious here for a hot second. We really do. We had to find a whole different channel, whole different setup. I mean, we have to, even here on the Fox portion, some weeks it's on Fox, some weeks it's on FS1. For us Americans, we really have to scour to kind of look.
Yeah. But I have YouTube TV, so I can put FS1 and Fox right next to each other. It's convenient for me, being a fatty, so I don't have to work too hard. I don't have to burn too many calories watching.
I have Spectrum, so I'm like SpongeBob with his remote on that workout routine.
I think we lost Adam. He's just frozen. See, we lost him. We have two Adams now.
What's going on?
Holy. I have no idea.
I think I'm back, but I don't know why there's a second one of me.
That was Warner, be proud. Double vision, baby.
By the way, one more shot, the CFL, Edmonton. You
You suck. You went 4-14 last year. How dare you?
How do you
watch? There's only 10 teams.
How do you watch the Truck Series, Ed?
Yeah, so the Truck Series is not on TSN. It's on a special channel, which is called Fox Sports Racing.
What?
But it's kind of a, yeah, it's a garbage channel, to be honest. I pay extra for it just so I can have the Truck Series and then not watch it. So
does Fox Sports Racing just show racing?
Yeah, but it's like, or it's like.
It sounds like Speed. Know.
It's kind of like the bastard child of Speed, like it, but it's like poorly done. It's
got Rate My Ride. Is Rate My Ride on there? Is Fast Time on there? Does anyone remember Fast Time? what was it? It was like a Jeopardy show, and then a car come up, and you have to guess how fast it runs the quarter mile, and the closest wins. Remember that? Or you remember Stacey David? You remember Stacey David making a lawnmower and putting a V8 on it and then putting a little rubber seat on top of the V8 motor. And then he only has like two gears, drive and reverse, and that's it.
All right. Well, that's been a lot of fun. It's time for our weekend preview.
My goodness.
Yeah. Let me talk to you.
All right, so NASCAR expecting cover Talladega. Trucks are off till next week at Kansas.
And 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
What are you talking about?
2 weeks. My bad.
We got Dover in between there.
Yeah, my bad, bro.
Yeah, it's all right.
Wait, there's no Talladega this weekend?
Not for the trucks.
You said when he said all three, and then there's no action. I thought there's no action. There's Dago, baby.
We've got Talladega, then Dover, and then Kansas is when all three series are back together at one.
My mistake. On the IndyCar side, break it down for us, Colin. The streets of Long Beach. Talk to me.
I'm so happy. After a month away of the IndyCar series, going to Thermal Club, a venue that no one attended. Everyone had to watch online to feed our rich overlords in Southern California. Fans have finally been allowed back to Southern California for the Long Beach Grand Prix. It's honestly, I think, outside of the Indy 500, this is the greatest weekend in IndyCar series as a whole, with the fountain and so much prestige, with all the cars going down Shoreline Drive. It's going to be a fantastic event, which you will see a pre-race article of on RacingRefresh.com this Friday morning. It's actually going up. It's a scheduled post. It's there. It's ready to go whenever you want it. I know, right? And I have a race winner prediction. I took Joseph Newgarden at the streets of St. Petersburg, and I poo-pooed the bed. I thought, actually, no, Joseph Newgarden won that race. My apologies. See how long it's been. See what you're doing to me, Roger Penske. I forgot about the first race this season. Did you guys forget who won the race first race season?
I had
completely forgotten. You did, because guess what? It's been 2 months since an IndyCar race has been on. But we have IndyCar every single weekend until the glorious month of May. And then everything will be right in the world, because the Indy 500 is back. And Kyle Larson will do the double. We'll talk about it. It's a big thing. I know. What was I saying? Oh, my prediction for the Grand Prix of Long Beach. I'm going to take Arrow McLaren SP to win it, but you might think I'm going to take Pato O'Ward. I am not. I'm taking Alexander Rossi breaks a winless streak. He gets it done at the Grand Prix of Long Beach.
Breaking winless streaks do seem to be the theme. And now F1's going to be in China. Colin, what you got to say on that?
So the first time F1, I know we don't really cover F1 here on the Racing Refresh at all, because Max Verstappen keeps winning and winning and winning. But it's notable to talk about this week, because this is the first time the Chinese Grand Prix has been held since before COVID. It just feels like forever ago. If you're going to watch this race, do it. Give yourself a favor. Shanghai is a fantastic circuit. Has probably one of the greatest first sectors in all of motorsports. The slow tightening curve. It kind of looks like a snail if you think about it, but it's a decreasing radius turn that switches back onto a straight with another kink. Speeds is probably going to be around 200, 203 miles an hour going into a tight hairpin. What more can you want? other than Max Verstappen winning this race, I mean, the only race he didn't win this year is one that his car literally caught on fire. It's Max Verstappen versus the field. Give me Max Verstappen to get his, what, at this point, third win. There you go. Look how beautiful it is. Look at the snail thing. It's great. It's a great corner.
It is interesting.
Herman Tilke makes a track. Sometimes they suck, but this one, not bad.
There you go.
All right. Well, there's your quick preview. We know everything there is to say about Talladega. It's kind of it's Bill Francis Frankenstein. He said, "You know what? I'll take Daytona and make it even bigger. I'll make it even bigger." So there's not much to say on that regard. We know what Talladega brings. It's wild. It's woolly.
And we got the return of one of the drivers who blocked me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Mr. Cody Ware. Cody Ware, he's going to be in the 15 for the Cup Series.
Because Cody Ware sucks, over under, what lap does he wreck out? Does he wreck before? Where do we set the lap? Do we set before lap 60 or after lap 60 he wrecks out?
I don't think he wrecks out. I'll take after lap 60.
Really?
I'll take before. I think he wrecks on lap one.
Well,
I think the Rick Ware cars are really good at hanging back and avoiding the chaos.
He
hasn't been in the Cup car in a long time, though. I'm going to say he wrecks out, but after lap 60.
All right.
Cody Ware blocked me because I wrote a tweet saying that he spun, and because he had spun. And that was literally it. I wasn't even mean about it. I wasn't rude. I think he spun for a second time, and I said, Cody Ware spins again. And I tagged him in it. And the next day I went to try and write something towards, you know, tag him again. And I was like, oh, did he delete his Twitter? No, he blocked me. So, but if you Google Cody Ware and his Twitter blocks, apparently he blocks pretty much everyone. So,
well, if he decides that negativity ain't for him, then oh,
stop
well.
Spinning then. Yeah, I don't know.
Matt Marsh says, hot takes. You think Cody Ware gets a top 15? I hope you're right, Matt. I hope you're right. Because
hey, you know what? I'd love to congratulate him on Twitter if he does. But
what did he get arrested for? He strangled a person.
Well, allegedly did, and then the charges were dropped. So
the charges were dropped. So let's not assume, you know, the charges were dropped. So let's
Daddy's money paid it off.
Let's be fair to the fella. Let's be fair. Anywho, that means it's time. You know, we're talking about picks and top 15s. So why don't we talk about our race and refresh picks?
Let's do it.
All right, Adam, update us on the scoreboard. I thought I finally had a good pick this week, and did, but everybody else did too. So talk to me.
Yeah, we had I think this was the closest finish in Racing Refresh picks history. I'll have to go back and double check that, but it was very close. Logan, you came last, and you picked Austin Dillon, who finished ninth. So to pick the car that came ninth and finish last, that's pretty rough. So we had you ninth. Colin was pick the eighth car. I had seventh, and then producer Peggy on a winning streak at the moment. She picked Brad Keselowski, who came second. That's your third win in a row, you guys. We need to turn this around. So we're making picks for Talladega, and Logan, you are up first, sir.
Talladega, where anything can happen, and I mean literally anything. Except Knights. Sorry about it, Talladega Knights. anything can happen in Talladega. And so you can really throw a stick at the whole field and you got a shot. But I got to get to it. I got to make a pick. And with that, I'm going to take. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to do it. Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Ricky Stenhouse
Jr. I'm pretty sure Mike Joy called him Ricky on the broadcast yesterday.
He probably did.
Just side note. Yeah. Colin, you're up next.
So many choices for Talladega. It's a place where all NASCAR fans, regardless of how religious you are, need to go to church on Sunday to repent for your sins that you do in the infield on a Saturday night. With that being said, I'm probably going to be the most sinful of all because I am taking John Hunter Nemechek, baby! Legacy Motor Club takes the win, baby! Give me that 42. Give me that 42, baby.
Wow. What was that you were saying earlier? We might as well throw that pick away. He was just playing the long con.
Playing the long con, yeah, baby.
All right, we got Matt Marr saying Ross Chastain. Okay, good, good. I am up next, and I am going to take... Wow, you
No, can I change my pick? Because I made a whole joke about repenting your sins.
It's too late.
I was going to take Jesus. I was going to take Ty Gibbs. I completely forgot. You're walking with Jesus. It's like you walk with Elias. You walk with Ty Gibbs.
He gets us, you know?
He does get us.
Yeah. Okay, are you changing to Ty Gibbs?
Yeah, give me Ty Gibbs.
Okay, just in the nick of time.
Sorry, Logan.
I am going to – I know we kind of poo-pooed on him today, but I'm going to say Alex Bowman. And –
if he wins, I'll eat like three hot dogs on air.
We got Ryan Hill in the chat here. How's it going, everyone? We're doing all right.
Ryan, how are you? We're just making our Talladega picks.
Joey Logano ends the winless streak this weekend.
He could. It's Ford.
You never know. Producer Peggy, as the reigning winner – again, you pick last, but it doesn't seem to hurt you since this is your third win in a row.
Who you got? Joey Logano will not win this weekend.
Yeah, Chase Race level.
But his teammate, Ryan Blaney, will.
Ryan Blaney. Okay.
You mean Ryan Inside Laney?
Ryan Inside Laney.
Thanks, Matt. Oh my, there we go. Yep. So there you go. There's our racing refresh picks. Stay tuned next Monday. We'll let you know whether Peyton gets a four in a row. Hopefully not. But
well, we're hoping that we get off the schneid. But to get off the schneid for next week, that means we have to end this week. And so, Ryan, you've come to the right place to wrap it up. I promise you that. It's time for closing time.
It's closing time.
Don't want to get a copyright strike, but hey, we'll sing it anyway. Adam Carabine, final words.
Well, you know, thanks for joining us, everyone, on a Monday. A little bit of a switch up here. We're trying this out, see what happens. And yeah, it's great just to see the comment section still going. Nice to have you guys with us. And other than that, no, looking forward to Talladega this upcoming weekend. And we got the Freshies coming out tomorrow. It's my new kind of weekly column I'm doing. Freshies coming out tomorrow. And I think we also have some NHRA recap coming from Crystal soon because she was at Las Vegas this past weekend. So there you go. Check that out at racingrefresh.com. And I'll shut up now. Thanks, guys.
Kyle and Bess, final words.
God, what was I going to say? You know, so much to say. We talked about a lot on the show. We talked about the CFL. We talked about how Canada was awful. We were apparently outnumbered on our viewership because a lot of Canadians watched the show. And Adam's Canadian. You know, he's probably going to go pet his moose after this and, you know, drink a gallon of maple syrup or something. I don't know. And worship six god Drake. I don't know what I'm really – I'm just trying to kill time at this point because we're trying to get to an hour. But
We don't really like Drake up here, to be honest. So,
why?
Because he's lame.
Yeah, he's running through the six with his woes, Adam. Don't you know where the six is?
No, I don't.
Anyway, IndyCar content coming to Racing Refresh this week. Buy our shirts. There's a shirt with my face on it. There's a shirt with Logan's face on it. Peggy's face, Adam's face. Help support us. Do
it. Is there one with my face on it? I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure there is. There has to be, right? Because if Peggy didn't make that shirt, you know, as her fearless leader, Adam Carabine, then we're doing something wrong.
Well, if not, we'll work on it. see what we can find.
Producer Peggy, final words.
Yeah.
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 Now let me talk to you.
Now that the show's on Monday, and I do the show from my house, I have a special co-host. As Logan looks afraid.
Who is it, Producer Peggy?
Yeah, who's your friend in there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can show you where to stick each one of those bottles of prom. Yeah.
It's Dainty Dorothy.
Who's Dainty Dorothy? What the Annabelle doll is that? What is that? Jesus, Peggy, I thought I saw it move earlier today. Don't touch it. That's how you get curses. My God, it's so scary.
That is terrifying. Where did you get this?
You followed her home.
You just woke up and it was there one day.
I bought her for $18 at a flea market.
$18?
Holy smokes.
Did you take it to a Catholic priest so we can wash the sins out of that doll?
No.
Yeah, it's Annabelle, man. Yeah. You gotta put it in a glass, you gotta put it in a wooden box. You gotta lock it. I've seen the movies.
So I just wanted everyone to know that when you see her in the background here, because that's where she sleeps.
That doll's gonna go, wanna play?
Her name is Dainty Dorothy.
Dainty Dorothy.
And Logan.
And she's from the 30s.
From the 30th layer of hell. Jesus, that fucking thing is scary. What kind of satanic pendant is around that neck?
This is her this is her baptismal gown.
Yeah. Oh my God. Needs to get another baptism.
We better wrap it up here.
Even at Marno's. Flea market dolls are cursed. That's why they were selling it for so cheap. They were trying to get rid of the voodoo.
Cheap. $18. I wouldn't have paid $18 for that. That's terrible.
American dollars. In Canada, it's like 50.
I don't have for this one. I bought her at the same
time. My God. It gets even worse. Logan, run.
They were at the same sale together.
What was it? A buy two, get one free special? Hey, you like satanic dolls in your house? Well, just for $18, you can bring them home. Holy shit.
She was only 8.
I hope you're cheering for Ty Gibbs this weekend, too.
Yeah, he gets us. God, I need a...
On that note, yes, please pray for me. Absolutely. I need all the prayers I can get.
Like and subscribe to Name This Doll.
Yeah, it's called Throwing in the Garbage Can. You know, Lucifer. Maybe that's why the Reds are so bad this year. It's because Peggy has this thing. It's like a maybe she sticks pins in it and she thinks it's like a Reds player. God, ACL. God, Tommy John.
Hey, we just swept the White Sox. Anywho, I'm going to go watch the Reds. They're playing Seattle. So with that, we thank you all for tuning in on this Monday. We think this is going to be the way we go going forward, having a little fun on Monday evening. So we'll be able to break down Texas. yes, the barber. Beefcake. Beefcake, boys. That's right. Tight friends with the Hulkster. We're just the barber Beefcake. Well, tight friends depending on the day. Sometimes they're fighting, sometimes they're not. And that's not even like a work. Anywho, with that, we appreciate every single one of you. Freddie, Ryan, thanks for coming in. Matt, thanks for staying so strong. And we got to get you on the show here real soon, buddy. And we're going to make that happen. So pray for me. I absolutely do need it, both with producer Peggy and otherwise. So I greatly appreciate every one of you. I won't be here next week, but some cast of characters will be. So we'll see you at the next track.